Today is Saturday, July 28th, 2018, and this...
Everything's bigger and better in Vegas.
...is 5 Hundy by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 656.
Las Vegas, Nevada!
I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this Saturday evening?
I am well. How are you?
I'm spectacular.
Good.
Excited to talk about Las Vegas tonight. We've got some good phone calls.
We saw Swingers a couple nights ago,
Excuse me?
On a...
Oh,
the movie.
I know.
On a cable channel, and we were like, yep, still holds up.
Yep. I like that when one of my favorite Las Vegas-related movies happens to be on at a random time, and I stop and I watch it and waste 2 more hours of my life on something I've seen already a dozen, or, well, way more than a dozen times.
Yeah, we came in on the pancakes and the Age of Enlightenment scene.
Yes, we did. All right, so before we move on to some news, we want to thank our Patreon patrons. This podcast is listener-supported by many, many folks. We appreciate their support. Among the
Even though he might mangle your name.
It's part of what I do. So I apologize in advance to anyone whose name I mangle, unless, of course, you see it as a badge of honor, which I would prefer.
Some people do.
All right. So thank you to the following folks. Monica Foggenbinky, Amy Boker. Well, I had like three pronunciations, none of which are probably correct. Amy Boker. Hello. Thank you. The great Charles Lipset, Peter Donahoe, Robin Williams, Stephen Brown, and Jeannie. I can't even get simple first names right.
You can't even say
Gina. Gina Palmacci. Thank you very much. We do appreciate all of your support.
And I appreciate your entertainment for the last minute or
Perhaps
so.
I should turn over the name segment.
No. It's more fun when you do it.
Nah. Well, thank you to our Patreon supporters. If you'd like to support the show on a monthly basis, we get some bonus content to you once in a while as our way of saying thank you. You can get all the details at patreon.com/500. All right, so we've got some news. Well, that makes it sound like I'm going to deliver something.
Something really
this
astounding.
This is our last
and
podcast.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not.
People get nervous about
people
that.
People would panic.
When I titled that show a couple months ago as Summer Hiatus.
Yeah.
People were...
We're like, you're taking the summer off?
They became physically ill when they saw the title. They were like lurching in pain. Because they thought we were taking the summer off.
Don't some people lurch in pain when they see that we have a new show posted?
I assume they do as they listen. Some people are into that. I don't know. All right. Anyway, some Las Vegas news to talk about. That sounds less exciting than when I said we have some big news. But anyway.
It's not that big. It's just, you know, some normal Vegas news.
We've got the kind of stuff you geeks and nerds just eat up.
A lot of restaurant news, little entertainment news.
All right. Let's start with a potential new casino development, although I'm not...
You're skeptical.
Well, yeah, I guess, until something happens. There is an old 1960s era Motel 8 located across the street from Mandalay Bay on the Strip. Small motel, 25 rooms, and it recently sold, according to the Review Journal. The new owners operate some hotels in Israel, and they say they plan to build a new hotel and casino there. It's a pretty small chunk of land. But, and there's others, there's like strip mall kind of stuff in that area. So there's a chance, I suppose, if they had the funds to do so and the desire to do so, maybe they could either buy or lease some of that additional land around them to build something sizable. As it is, I don't see them being able to build a large hotel and casino. I suppose they could go the boutique route.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not saying much about it at this point. They said they will as plans develop. But they did say that the location's very appealing with the NFL stadium going across the freeway from Mandalay Bay. So that end of the strip is suddenly appealing to at least these developers who have no history in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Like I said, I'm not necessarily holding out hope because things like this come up all the time where some land changes hands.
Maybe they're buying the land to flip it.
That could be as well. You never know. There's plenty of open space down there. Though, if they really were serious about like building a big place, why wouldn't they buy the Skyview land? Mm-hmm. Which is very available. I mean, obviously, the price difference is probably a factor. Mm-hmm. But if you have enough money to build a hotel and casino, I would think that you'd maybe go for the larger chunk of land. So we shall see. I imagine we won't be talking about this too much. But I hope that if they are incapable of actually building mm-hmm. a hotel and casino, that they announce some ridiculous plans to do so, and at least that'll give us the entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had one of those in a while. I think we're probably due. All right. We have a small development at Bally's. There's a website called Vegas Changes that reports that a new lobby bar is coming soon. They included some photos of the construction walls, and there is a picture on the construction wall of the soon-to-be-opened bar. So this is the spot in the lobby where they have a little little coffee counter. Mm-hmm. And it looks like that's still going to be part of this thing that they're developing. It's going to be, it looks like an oval bar, and a section of it is still coffee and pastries, and the rest of it will be a video poker bar. So hooray for more drinking.
Horrible pay tables.
As is typical at any Caesars Entertainment property. Yes.
But at least they serve booze.
There you go. So if you're, you know, not comfortable at Sully's or at the whatever that other fucking bar is that they have, I don't even know what that that's called back by the poker room.
I don't know.
Maybe it doesn't have a name. Well, they're going to have another bar, so keep an eye out for the new lobby bar coming soon to Bally's. All right, there's a new restaurant coming to actually, it's open downtown. We discussed this a few weeks ago that it would be opening soon, and it has opened. It's called Shinyamaru Ramen. And it's located on 6th and Fremont, just behind Eureka. Same building. I'm not sure where you enter. I'm guessing on 6th. That would be logical, I would think.
Okay.
But it's open every day, 11 a.m. during the week, 10 a.m. on weekends. And then it's open most nights till midnight, but 2 a.m. on Thursday and Friday. I was looking at the menu, and although this time of year ramen doesn't necessarily appeal to me because mm-hmm. of the 1,000-degree heat in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. You're not a soup in summer kind of guy.
No, I'll get to that in a second. Let me come back to the heat thing in a second. But
okay.
They have a selection of about 6 different types of ramen plus optional toppings, and then they have some rice bowls for $4 or $5. Oh, the ramen options are like $9 to $11. $4 to $5 for the rice bowls, and then they have some small plates for between $2.50 and $6.
Very reasonable prices.
And it looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I would be willing to try this this place sometime. So that is now open. If anyone does happen to try it soon, please call in a review. We'd love to hear about it. So since I mentioned the heat, mm-hmm. and we don't generally
love talking about the weather.
We don't generally talk about the weather, but I'm still stunned at like when people are surprised that it's hot in the desert in the summer. There was some discussion on the Facebook group, and like, yeah, it's 110, 115 degrees. It's July. It's in the desert. Mm-hmm. This is not a topic.
Did you delete it angrily?
No. It's come up a couple times. I've just been like, really? We're shocked over this? Okay, moving along. There's been some weird stuff on the Facebook group lately. Some of it entertaining, some of it just, you know, not, but somebody from the Twin Cities actually was wondering, I think it's posted simply something like, does no one serve Western dressing? And then there was an extensive discussion of how Western dressing is only called that here. And in most places, it's like a spicier version of French dressing. Mm-hmm. So if you order French dressing, usually you'll get something comparable.
Okay.
But the thread goes on forever. It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's funny.
And highly entertaining. So that was amusing. You never know what you're going to get on that fucking Facebook group. All right. Moving along. We were talking about downtown a second ago. There's another restaurant that we love down there called La Thai. It's on Fremont Street amidst the Fremont East bars. And it is closed. Not permanently, thank goodness.
Good.
Only 6 to 8 weeks, but they're doing major renovations. It sounds like they're closing in their patio, which is a good idea because if they get any weather whatsoever, anything noteworthy, the mm-hmm. heat is obviously one thing.
Yeah.
But if they get any rain or anything, I think the whole patio floods. They've had to close a couple times because of wind. Mm-hmm. So they're closing that in. So since it's such a small restaurant, it makes a lot of sense that they would want to maximize their yep. seating. good move. It's a bummer that it's going to be closed for 6 to 8 weeks, but in the end, a good thing.
Yes.
I'm glad that they're doing well.
Me too.
You know, well enough to pay for renovations and all that. And obviously, they're busy a lot when we've been by there. So
they're delicious.
It's a very popular restaurant among folks on our Facebook group and many other people as well. So I'm glad they're not closing for the long term, that they'll be back soon.
Yes.
So thought we'd mention that for anybody who is planning on going in the near future. Yeah, you're going to have to hold out till your next trip. All right, there's a show coming to downtown. We've talked about it a couple times now. It's called A Mob Story, and it's the mob-themed musical coming to Plaza. Last time we discussed it, it had been delayed from July to August, and now it has been delayed again. The new opening date is September 12th. They're saying that it's taking longer than expected because they're doing significant renovations to the showroom, and they're investing a lot of money. It's like a $3 million show, according to the Review Journal.
Whoa.
I know. So it's either going to be... Well, obviously, you can say this about any show, I suppose, but the fact that they're delaying it to get everything right, they may just be trying to avoid what they had happen with, like, Marilyn, the new musical at Paris, where they opened, but they didn't have the sets completed, and it wasn't necessarily in good shape. They might be going that route, and this is a good thing, because they want to have everything...
Ready to go.
Or it may just be a disaster that closes... You know, a month after it opens.
That would be bad.
We shall see.
Yeah.
I'm still skeptical of the musical aspect of this particular show.
I'm intrigued by this. I want to hear reviews when it opens.
I do too.
Because I want to know how it all is going to work.
Uh-huh. And how like, the style of music, how Broadway-esque it is in terms of the style of music.
Yeah.
I don't know about this one. So, for now, September 12th is the opening date. Check it out when it opens and let us know how bad it sucks or how great it is. There is some possible news related to the Lady Gaga residency. Mm-hmm. There's a fashion and entertainment website called Paper. Are you familiar with this? It's a magazine as well.
I am not.
Well, they reported on some possible... They provided some possible insight into what the Lady Gaga show, or in this case, shows, may hold. And I'm intrigued. So you may recall she announced a 2-year deal with Park Theater. Initially, they announced it was opening this December, although I haven't heard anything specific about that lately. And these specific dates that popped up briefly on Ticketmaster's website were for October 2019. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean anything because this could have just been a test. And those were the dates that they chose for the test. This page came up for a very brief time and some people screenshotted it and saw it. And it was for a Lady Gaga 2-show bundle. Two different shows. So it looks like the main Lady Gaga full-on spectacle show is going to be called Enigma. And then there's going to be what is referred to on this Ticketmaster page as a limited jazz and piano engagement as the second show. Yes and yes, please. As I mentioned before, when we've seen Lady Gaga, one of the best parts of the show is just her at the piano. And I would kill to see an entire show of that.
Oh, yeah.
And if you think the jazz part is weird, well, she did an album, or did she do two albums with Tony Bennett? She did at least one. And they toured.
I think it was just one.
I know they played Cosmo, and
she's got some pipes.
Yeah, she can pull it off. The piano thing, even hearing her just do her own stuff.
Oh yeah,
piano would be fantastic. So if possible, I would love to see both of these shows. So we'll see what comes of it. I would imagine if it's still planned for December 2018, that they would be putting tickets on sale really soon.
I would hope so.
Thus, maybe how this happened.
This may be the testing.
On this page, it said tickets were going on sale yesterday. So obviously that did not happen. But again, if it's just a test page, all the dates might be dummy dates. But I would imagine we'll probably be getting some news soon based on this. I suppose this one goes under the rumor file, but this has happened before where Ticketmaster puts something up and usually it becomes active in a short amount of time. So if you've been waiting for Lady Gaga news, I would imagine it is coming soon. And the two-show thing is cool. Nobody else has done that I'm aware of in Las Vegas. At least not recent history, where they've had a residency and done two different shows.
So would it be one style of show one night and the other style of show the next night?
I believe so. Unless she's going to do like an after-show thing like Prince used to do. Or the limited edition piano thing. I think I'd rather see separate shows just to get full
shows.
And I get the feeling, based on it saying limited, that the solo show would be much smaller in quantity,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the main show, Enigma. So we shall see. We will probably be talking about this in the very near future when it becomes official. All right, one other entertainment note, and this is a weird thing. I get tons of press releases, as you know. Sometimes I share them on the show if they're especially, you know...
extra?
Either entertaining or extra buzzwordy.
Mm-hmm.
This one is... Usually they come from the venue, like whatever, like theater or hotel or casino or whatever. This one came from an actual performer, David Goldrake. He's a magician that... I'm sure we spoke about when his show opened, but he's been performing for the past year at Tropicana, and he announced a new show in this press release starting in spring 2019, but it's kind of odd because he's still performing at Tropicana right now, and the new show, it sounds like, is not going to be at Tropicana.
But he didn't name a location?
No, I don't think he has one. I don't know if this is, unless it's a negotiating tactic, it's very unusual for a performer to announce, hey, I've got a new show coming next year, while you still are performing for at least another couple months. So that's why I'm puzzled by it. But his current show is ending in September. At least that's what it's scheduled for right now, according to the announcement. And he provided no details regarding location or anything else other than spring of 2019. So might be some changes at Tropicana soon, I guess, is what he's telling us. I know. Very odd. So that's the scoop with magic news.
Scoop diddy poop?
No, not that. Thanks, Kanye.
I love that song.
Hey, what we're going to talk about this week?
Hmm.
Auto slash, you'll save some cash.
Tim, whoops. This is your Leicester, England correspondent.
Hold on, Ian, we'll get to you later. I forgot to put the little pause track in between them.
I look forward to hearing from Ian. I know. And I also look forward to you talking about our sponsor.
I know. Our sponsor is back this week, Autoslash. Are you tired of getting ripped off by if I had this super scripted out? No, if you're looking to save some money on car rental, Autoslash has got you covered, and they are awesome at that. I love Autoslash. As you know, booking a vacation can be a little bit tedious. I've discussed this before, because you never really know if you're getting the best deal. Is the price going to change the next day? Are you missing a discount code that's out there that would have saved you some money when you're booking a car rental? No need to worry about such things, because Autoslash does all the work for you. And it's free and it's very easy. So you go to autoslash.com, give them your dates, give them your car preferences. Their system does all the work. It searches all the discount codes that are out there on the web and some that are probably not on the web. They check all of the... membership organizations that you might be part of. You can tell them if you're a member of AAA or AARP or have certain credit cards and frequent flyer programs. And then they do a search. And a couple minutes later, you get an email from them and it says, here are your best rates. And I've done comparisons before where I run a test for a specific type of car and I do the same thing on one of the big travel sites. And inevitably, Autoslash comes back cheaper. It is amazing. Then if you book your car rental through them, they will continue to check. And if your car rental deal price drops before your trip, they will let you know so you can rebook it. That is wonderful.
That is a very nice service.
It's a wonderful service. And
so you don't have to manually go back every day and check, did it drop? Did it drop? Nope, they do that for you.
They make it all super easy. And if you've already booked a car rental and it's not through Autoslash, you can go on there and give them your reservation number and your dates and stuff, and they will continue to check it and still let you know that it's dropped and you can rebook. So that's a really, really great thing. If you've already booked, they will still help you out with that. And check it out, autoslash.com. We really love what they're doing over there. We love that they're sponsoring the show, and we thank them for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I love that our listeners are using that service, too. I've had several people say, what was the name of that again? And I'm always happy to direct them to the correct place, because it's a service that I believe in addition to them being kind enough to sponsor the show.
What is that service again?
Autoslash.com. I think you're supposed to say it, three times for it to sink in? Sometimes I hear commercials on the radio where they'll say for different things, but the equivalent of autoslash.com. That's autoslash.com. Autoslash.com. They say it three times in a very...
Yeah.
Is that obnoxious or is that a... You can tell I'm very professional about what I do here. I've researched the best. All I know is that when we talk about stuff and we believe in it and it's obvious that we believe in it, people tend to like go, oh yeah, that sounds cool. I'm going to check it out. So hooray. Thanks for sponsoring the show, Auto Slash. We'll be talking about you again soon. All right. We have some phone calls.
We got a sneak preview earlier.
I know. I like when that. I like when this guy calls in. He always has entertaining calls. We're going to hear from him a couple times tonight.
Well, Tim, this is your Leicester, England correspondent, Ian Dunk, checking in here from beautiful, wonderful Las Vegas. 14 nights here, Aria, Golden Nugget, and then finishing off at Palazzo. And I've got to say, we just cannot help but fall in love with this place every single day. We're like children when we wake up in the morning. We're having such a fantastic time. Give you some reports. I saw the World Cup final at the Beer Park in Paris. A bit of an early start, 8 a.m. for a bucket of beer, but went for it anyway. Absolutely packed, and what a great venue that is to watch a major sporting event. I wouldn't necessarily go there for anything else, but if sport's on, there's multiple screens, and it's fantastic. Went to Batista's Hole in the Wall, if I can get my teeth right. It promised a lot. It's sort of a cavern full of memorabilia, but the big disappointment was the food. It was really poor quality and powdered garlic rather than fresh garlic in the meal, so I'll skip that next time. But
This has been one of the more, I don't want to say controversial, but...
mixed reviews.
Yes. People seem to really... some people love this. They go every time. They think mm-hmm. it's fantastic. And I think it's more about the atmosphere, as he mentioned, than the food. But we also often hear, yeah, that's not good food.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have a great time. You might love it. You might not. It's a hard one to nail down on, like, some things where everybody hates it or everybody loves it. You don't know what you're going to get at Batista's, unless you've been there before, of course, and then you probably know.
Mm-hmm.
And the wine is pretty bad, from what I understand. They have free wine.
Free wine, but...
table wine, which, of course...
made from tables?
Tastes like tables, I guess.
Good experience. The outstanding place so far is Bavette's. It's just a door at Park MGM. It's just a door. You think there's nothing behind it. It opens into this vast speakeasy room, terrific bar in the middle, and the food was great. So that is a definite return place for us next year. Then we went to the Tournament of Kings. Why? Well, we're in Vegas. You can one minute go to the vets and the next minute wave a chicken leg at horses as they run up and down in front of you. And that was good fun. Went there in 1999, so it was good to revisit. Went to Jaleo, and there's a great lunch deal there, $25. Not one of these where you're restricted to certain items. You've really got a wide menu. And terrific choice for $25. And that food is as good a food as we've had since we've been here. So that's a real highlight. That's at Cosmo, as you know. We've had a couple of limousines up and down the strip. Went back to Graceland's to the scene of our wedding 10 years ago. They were very kind. They let us go around the whole place, have pictures taken again. One thing I have found is the presidential limo drivers all seem to be on rehab. They don't really seem to be switched on. Very strange people we've had, but all part of the fun. Saw Big Elvis. The limo dropped us off to Big Elvis. He actually got out of his chair at one stage, did a bit of a hip wiggle before gravity took over again. So always a good laugh, that is. And finally, we went to the Rat Pack is Back at Tuscany Suites. We had the Italian meal there beforehand, not as part of the package. We did it ticks for tonight for $42 each. But really good Italian, absolutely lovely meal. And the Rat Pack is Back, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the best shows on the strip. Thanks very much. I will check in again later with more hopefully exciting news.
All right. Thank you for that call. The always colorful Ian Dunk. Thank you, sir. We'll hear more from him shortly. All right. Sounds like I like the variety of things in mm-hmm. not only in his reviews, but in his trips.
Yeah.
He gets a lot of stuff in there that's all over the map. All righty. I'm intrigued by this next item.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Bill from Washington, D.C. Just got back from Vegas where I was there for a week, just on the strip and downtown. I wanted to let your listeners be aware of this really cool offbeat tour that I did that I found on Airbnb. It's actually on Airbnb Experiences, and it's called What Happens in Vegas VIP Hotel Tour. It's $49, and it is a two-hour behind-the-scenes tour, and a backstage tour at the Cosmopolitan. And it is run by a guy who works at the Cosmopolitan, and totally fine for him to do this. But you meet at the Starbucks at the Cosmopolitan, and then you walk around the public areas for a little bit, where he talks about all that, and then he takes you behind the scenes, and so you can see what it's like behind the scenes in some of the restaurants and a lot of places that are only open to employees. Not, of course, the things like the cash counting or the security, but pretty much anything that you can imagine. So it's really cool. So just go to Airbnb Experiences Las Vegas and just click on search for What Happens in Vegas VIP Hotel Tour. It's very cool, highly recommended, and definitely a tour that most tourists just won't see. Won't do. It's really, really cool. Highly recommended. Thanks. Love the podcast. Bye.
All right. Thank you for that report. Had not heard anything about that previously.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
Yeah. I'm always fascinated by what happens behind the scenes, the back of house stuff. And I'm very surprised that Cosmo or really any major casino would go for this as a thing, unless they were running it officially, which it doesn't. It sounds like they authorize it, but I don't know.
But I can also see that they restrict certain things, like they don't let you see security or money areas.
So. Of course, but the even just other stuff, you would think they would want to keep that kind of locked down for security purposes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, it's cool. I'm going to take a look at that on Airbnb Experiences. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, Mark from D.C. I just had the road trip up to Atlantic City and back for a family birthday party, and during my drive, I was able to catch up on a whole bunch of shows. So thank you for helping me make my drive go a little more enjoyably.
You're welcome.
I did hear back on episode 650, you referenced the Wynn Plaza and some restaurant called the Earth Cafe that's going to be opening there. You guys were ragging on it a little bit, mostly because the pretentious PR stuff surrounding it. But I've been to the Earth Cafe in downtown LA, and it was really good. Sandwiches, coffees, breakfast, the desserts looked insane. So I think despite the pretentious PR that they're putting around it, that's going to be a good addition when it opens at the Wynn. I'd much rather go to a local chain that's run by external people than some, you know, casino in-house restaurant. So just my two cents. I hope you guys are doing well. Thanks again for the podcast and everything. Bye.
All right. Thank you for that sort of preview of something coming to Wynn Plaza. Oh, yeah, I've heard good things about it as well, previous to this as well. But yeah, the I think this is the one where they had, was it organic heirloom coffees or something?
Oh,
yeah.
It was a little much. A
little much, but I suspect they don't put very many shitty things into Wynn properties, so I would imagine that it's a good place. I don't know that I'll necessarily spend a lot of time there, but I think it will do quite well. Partly because I don't drink coffee.
There is that.
Although they do have food. All right. Moving along.
Guys, this is Tammy. I'm calling you from Orange County, California. I just returned from a trip with a friend, a girlfriend, and we stayed at the Cosmopolitan. We had not stayed there before. We had gambled there, but not actually stayed. So this was kind of an exciting trip for us. Just thought I'd let you know that we did pay their resort fee. And in addition to that, they charge $10 a day to park. And you've got to let them know that you want that package deal. Otherwise, when you get ready to leave and go somewhere, they charge you the normal rate, which was anywhere between 12, 14, and 17, depending on how long you had been there. So we quickly had them call and make sure we were getting the package deal. Super crowded when we got there. We had to wait in a line to check in on a Sunday afternoon, probably a good half hour. And there were multiple people working, but boy, it was quite the wait. So we went that night when we got there out to see Baz, and I know that it probably will have already been gone by the time you play this, but just wanted to let you know that it was a very enjoyable show. I think if you are familiar with Baz Luhrmann and all of his movies, it makes it much more enjoyable. But the acting, well, acting is mainly music, but the singing and the costumes and the dancing are really, really good, and we had excellent seats, so that was very enjoyable. Also, we ate at the buffet at the Cosmopolitan, which was excellent. It was really excellent for us because after joining the Players Club, you get a 2-for-1. So that meant the Sunday afternoon or evening buffet was $49 for two of us instead of per person. So that was really nice. The next night, Monday night, we went to the Neon Boneyard Museum, and we also did the show Brilliant. And we really enjoyed Brilliant. It was beautiful. It's just a phenomenal the way this artist has put the whole thing together with the music and the lights. And it was a ton of fun. What wasn't fun was on the Boneyard tour, we had to contend with a family, and this is a 10 o'clock tour, who brought their 4 small children. And we're talking like 3, 4, 5 years old, and one in a carrier, which was probably a year old, which made himself known the entire time. He was not happy, and if he was happy, he was doing motorboats the whole time. You know what I mean by that. So it was extremely distracting to everybody else on the tour. The rest of us was maybe 10 or 12 people. And when I complained to the people who run the museum, I said, I think you should not let small children on this. He was very apologetic and actually gave us our money back. So I'm going to go back and... really lovely and gracious there, and because of how understanding they were, I will be going back again and taking perhaps a different friend, and definitely going when it's cooler. We were there at 10 o'clock at night, and it was still 105. So
Vegas,
it was a
summer.
Really hot tour in more ways than one. So, but I would recommend it. Boneyard and Brilliant, the show, which is a separate charge, but well worth it. It was a lot of fun. The other thing I wanted to mention is that we did go to the Chandelier Bar at the Cosmopolitan, and we got the famous Verbena drink, which is tequila, ginger syrup, lemon, and the little buzz flower, which I won't go into the details. You can look it up. But it was a lot of fun, and everybody around us was also ordering them and getting the funny looks on their face when they were experiencing the Verbena drink. A lot of people call them the flower drink, and it's not on the menu. So that's something you need to understand. If you want to try it, you have to ask for the Verbena. And finally, we used Lyft. Once we got into the parking structure, we stayed there for the most part, and we used Lyft, and they were really lovely and gracious and good about trying to find us because we weren't always sure about where we were, and just really nice. I would recommend them. And I think that's about it. We did other things, but those are the highlights that I wanted to mention regarding the Cosmopolitan and a couple of the shows that we experienced. So, hey, thanks for letting me share. Enjoy your podcast. I turned her on to it for the first time when we were on our way, and she thought it was really fun to listen to what you guys have to say. Thanks again. I will be listening to you this week. Bye.
Your friend will get over it just like everybody else.
Well,
no,
thank you for the call. Lots of information.
Yeah, thanks for all the good info, and thanks for spreading the word on the podcast. We do appreciate it.
So,
yes, it's hot in the desert.
Doesn't the Neon Boneyard have hot yoga?
They do. They do. Someone
posted, something you'd be interested in?
Someone posted that to the Facebook group in the last day or two as well, that there are a few hot yoga classes happening at the Neon Boneyard. I can't imagine how the hellscape... You've done yoga. Would you be interested in doing it in the desert in 110 degrees?
No, not so much.
No, I don't
Some people dig it.
I know.
That good for them.
Have fun. Good luck getting all the desert dust out of your ass crack. Maybe that's why yoga pants are so tight, to keep the dust out.
Keep the dust out of your butt crack?
Uh-huh.
It's
a theory.
It's a theory.
All right. Moving on.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, it's John and Uta from Western Pennsylvania calling with a quick review of Paul Schaefer and the Shapeshifters. We actually saw them at one of their last show back in January at Cleopatra's Barge. So we didn't see the Christmas show. We saw something very close to what I imagine the new shows will be. He certainly has celebrities there. Penn Jillette was there for the opening of the show, and he was later joined by Buddy Love, the Lounge Act. It's primarily Motown and R&B songs with a touch of disco thrown in. Paul Schaefer co-wrote It's Raining Men. The one thing I will say about Cleopatra's Barge, if you've never been in the venue before, there's a weird water feature. And as a result, our seats, which on the seating chart look like they would be quite close to the stage, have a very good view. We were off to one side. Actually, we're not as nice as we would have liked. There was a water feature, and where we were sitting was actually lower than the stage. So if you're selecting your seats, our recommendation would be just to go straight back from the stage. And as you get further back, the seats are elevated. And those less expensive seats straight back in that small venue are going to be much better than the closer seats that we had, which were more expensive. So, again, kind of stick with seats that are straight out from the stage for the best view. But it's a great show. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And then walked across to Monte Cristo, and we're having a cocktail and noticed that Paul Schaefer and the Shapeshifters were in the back because it was their last show and they're having a little party. So we even managed to slip back and have our photo taken with Paul, which was a lot of fun. Hope you all are doing well. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you for that review. Thank you for that tip
on the seating as well.
Yeah, when we were thinking about going to that in December, I was a little bit confused about which seats would have been best, and then we ended up not going anyway. But good to know that straight back is probably the better way to go for that. So, and yeah, the Paul Schaefer show, as we mentioned a couple weeks ago, is coming back to Cleopatra's Barge. So if you want to see a good lounge show, that would be one to check out. All righty. Longtime listener, occasional caller, apparently occasional drinker based on this call.
Tim, Michelle, it's Rob, Sky on the Rocks. I'm in Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas. I love you guys. My wife got a royal flush. I love my wife. It's fabulous here, man. It's just great. I'm having a great time. Why don't I just reach out and say, hey, okay? Take care, pal. Talk to you later. Bye.
That's awesome. And congratulations to Kathy on her royal.
I like a good friendly drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that call, Rob. Made my day.
You can just hear the joy.
Uh-huh. We've all had that Vegas euphoria, though, especially after maybe a few cocktails.
And some winning.
Where you're there and that feeling of being there and having
Vegas.
A wonderful time and having at least the perception of no cares in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. I'm glad you shared that with us. Thank you, sir. All right. Get ready. This guy always packs a lot into his calls. Always entertaining.
Yes.
Always informative. Take it away, Greg.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. It's Greg from D.C. Got back this week from a three-night trip. I've decided to go because we got an offer from Cosmo, which I sort of never get for free rooms. So I had a couple nights free, and I just love Cosmo so much. We stayed in a renovated room overlooking Planet Hollywood and the Strip, and it was gorgeous and wonderful, and I love gambling there. And I had a great time gambling at the Sportsbook with a great bartender Brandon, and I love all the dining options. I just love it. Didn't go downtown this trip, which was really kind of strange, and because of the $110 degree weather heat, we didn't really move much from about a block radius from Cosmo, but I still had a great time. Some new dining things for me. Went to Egg Slut. Fine. Don't see what all the fuss is about. Went to Giada. Also quite good. Not great. And our waiter was looked like Lurch and acted like him. So we called him Loco or Lurkeli. And, yeah, the food was fine. I don't think there's anything super special about it, frankly. So people may want to try something different. And speaking of other high-end Italian, we also went to Costa di Mare at Wynn, which is the former Bartolotta space. They still have the, you know, emphasis on seafood, and it was excellent seafood. We actually got one of the pond-side cabanas for a romantic evening, and it was beautiful. It was so great. The service was amazing. The fish was really good. If anybody's interested in that, you just have to call and request it. There is a $150 per person minimum, but with alcohol and basically two appetizers and the fish, we met it easily. So it was, again, for a special evening, I think it couldn't be beat. In terms of entertainment, we went and saw Opium. Having seen Misbehave the game show twice, you can tell that I probably like this kind of humor and show. And I loved it. I was bent over laughing at one point. It was so funny. Tim, you're right. If you don't like audience participation, you may want to just sit in the middle or something, away from the aisles, because the pre-act entertainment pegged us six gay guys and said, didn't peg. Ha. oh, look, there's people who know Uranus. And proceeded to kind of have fun with us, as it were, and we loved it. The last thing I want to talk about is I did the Maverick Helicopter Vegas Night Tour through using a My Vegas coupon, so it was buy one, get one free. So it was about $125 for two people. I had never been on a helicopter before, and it was awesome. It's a 15-minute, basically, south end of the trip, all the way downtown and back, and just amazing to see the city from that viewpoint. You get a little champagne beforehand. You get taken back and forth between your hotel. So great deal. Had a great time. I love you both. 3 minutes. Bye.
Clearly had a timer going because he came in at exactly 3 minutes.
Nice.
I know, it was wonderful. Thank you for that
done,
call.
Greg.
Awesome information as always. I don't know whether to congratulate him or what to say about getting pegged at a major Las Vegas show. We'll just leave it at that. Glad you had a good time, and thanks for, as always, for your wonderful call. We do appreciate it. All right, wrapping things up the way we started it with Sir Ian Dunk.
Well, Tim, Ian Dunk from Leicester again, final check-in. The Underground, great tip. We found it using Michelle's directions.
Thank you.
Really good fun, great drinks. They even allowed us into a secret room there. They just pushed the wall and it opened out, and they let Laura and I sit there on our own for about an hour, just looking at some art and some paintings in there. That it was great. And there's good information in there, and videos about the Prohibition. Laundry room was booked up 6 days in advance. We couldn't get in, so be aware. Get your text off to the laundry room in advance of wanting to go. Hell's Kitchen, superb. Great food, great atmosphere. I've never actually watched Hell's Kitchen, so I didn't really know what the concept was about, other than to say that for the $72 fixed menu, there was three excellent courses there, plenty of food, and with a decent bottle of wine, you were looking at about $200, $220 for the two of us, so that was definitely worth it, and we'll do that again. Went to the new bar at Palazzo de Dorsey, just basically an overpriced giant ice cube, so won't be returning. Andiamo's, great booze, but we found the pasta and the sea bass wasn't brilliant, so probably wouldn't go back. Hugo's Cellar, that's our second visit, would definitely go back. Great steaks and great old-fashioned atmosphere. I've noticed on the bridges in Vegas, they've now got CCTV cameras and loudspeakers, and that seems to have removed all water cellars and cleared the walkways, so that's probably one way of policing the place. And Palazzo now has airport-style security to get to the elevators. You have to go through sort of an archway and tap your key for it to go green light to get in. If it doesn't go green light, security are sending people away. Went to the Wine Cave at Wynn. It was closed. 9 p.m., taking no more sittings because the place was empty. So I'm not so sure about the future of that place. Anyway, it's been terrific again. Love this place so much. Only 320 days to Vegas 2019. Thanks again, and we'll speak to you next year.
All right. Thank you so much for the reviews. We do appreciate it. Always entertaining. Mm-hmm. First, I've heard of them having cameras and speakers on the overpasses on the Strip now.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing. There's been a lot of discussion lately about the surprising number of three-card Monty games happening on the overpasses. So between that and any other number of questionable activities, mm-hmm. probably good that they have extra security there now. I know some people felt unsafe walking over those at night. So great stuff. And yeah, interesting about the Palazzo security too. I mean, they've had the show your room key thing for a long time.
Right.
But if it's not that hard to get a room key. You can buy one online, you know, so if somebody had something bad in mind and wanted to just get up into the hotel area. They certainly could do it before. So I think this is probably a good development. Yep. We'll likely be seeing it in more places. All right. What do you think? Good phone calls this week, right?
Yeah,
I wasn't lying. I was pulling them yesterday, and I was sitting here giggling to myself. And I sensed some skepticism from you.
Really?
Hmm?
Why?
I don't know. But I see that you enjoyed them a great deal.
I did.
All right. Before we go, we have a few karma donations to thank
some
folks for.
Sometimes you just sit and giggle to yourself.
That's true.
And
you usually,
I
don't know what was different about that. You're generally rolling your eyes at me anyway, so. All righty. A few people to thank.
But I'm rolling my eyes with love.
I know you are. I take it as such. Okay, Jan and Rafi in Montreal. In Montreal, it's Vegas Lent. This is a karma donation for our upcoming 8-day trip. They love the show and thanked us for all that we do.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. We do appreciate that. Ben with a karma donation heading to Vegas in 2 days, July 30th to August 2nd. Wife has a convention, so she'll be one of those people with a name tag.
Convention schmucks.
Yep. But this is who...
We've all been there.
This is who it benefits. Ben gets to tag along and have as much fun as he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Name tag free. Well, I hope you have a great time, and I hope your wife gets to enjoy some of Las Vegas other than whatever she's there taking notes for. All right. Kyle with a karma / PayPal donation. There was no note on this one, so I don't know if there's anything specific behind it, but thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And finally, Jeremy said, thanks for your awesome work. I also want to see if this fucking karma bullshit works too.
All right. I hope it does.
I hope it does too, but it probably won't. I think I like the whoever started calling it the karma donation. It's amusing and stuff. Truthfully, it should probably be called the coincidence donation, but it is still always fun when people post something on the Facebook group and they've hit a royal and say, the karma donation really works.
Yes.
Like, okay, cool. Keep it coming, bitches. No, we really appreciate it. It's nice of you to support the show. It means a lot to us, and we're grateful, so thank you.
Yes, thank you all.
All right, 500bymidnight.com is our website. 500@gmail.com is the place to send Dear Tim and Michelle questions. You can find us on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. Don't see a lot of you on Twitter these days.
Oh, yeah. I've been busy. I've had things going on.
I know you have. 702-866-9494 is the voicemail line. Please call. We love to hear from you. We love your reviews and your thoughts and all that stuff. All right. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, calling, Facebooking, just being you, damn it. We appreciate it, and we will be back very soon with another show. Until then, have a lovely week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.